not on. Okay? So, it is a blessing. Why don't you take your songbooks and turn to page 531. And we'll just sing the first verse of this song.
Tell me the old, old story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. Tell me the story simply, as to a little child, for I am weak and weary and helpless and defiled. Tell me the old, old story.
And that's kind of what we intend to do tonight. We'd like to tell you the old story of how, well, first how there was a need for it, and then how Christ came to the earth and started His ministry, and eventually was crucified and was buried and then rose again. This is the story according to Mark. And for us, the vision for this program started about a year ago when we were thinking about the spring program, thinking about some things for school for this year, and we decided to do two things. We're going to base our program on the book of Mark. We're also going to have the children memorize large parts of the book of Mark. So most of the children memorize from 50 on up to maybe 120 verses. A significant number also memorized voluntarily, and partly because of a little reward, about 200 verses. Smaller number yet memorized 400 verses, and this is incidentally saying them about 10 at a time. And we've also had one who said the whole book, and about three more who look like they will say it. We're going to say quite a few verses tonight, about a third of the book of Mark, but there's some here who, from memory, said all of it, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, we'd like to start with a little prologue and see how we got into this mess that Christ had to come and deliver us. So if the other teachers will come up, we decided maybe a dose of our own medicine would be good for you.
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Hath God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
And the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
And the eyes of both of them were opened,
and they knew that they were naked.
And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
And the Lord God called to Adam and said, "Where are you?"
So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself."
And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat?"
Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate."
Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?"
And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate."
So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets.
"Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you, the voice of one crying in the wilderness,
prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight."
John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins.
Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey, and he preached, saying,
"There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
Came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven,
"You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him.
Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying,
"The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them,
"Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men."
They immediately left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him.
Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying,
"Let us alone! What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
But Jesus rebuked him, saying,
"Be quiet and come out of him."
And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee.
Now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she served them.
Evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak, because they knew him.
In the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And when they found him, they said to him,
"Everyone is looking for you."
But he said to them,
"Let us go into the next town, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth."
And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons.
Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him,
"If you are willing, you can make me clean."
Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him,
"I am willing, be cleansed."
As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him, sent him away at once, and said to him,
"See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them."
However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction.
Thank you.
they reason thus within themselves, he said to them, Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise, take up your bed, and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all. So that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw anything like this! And again, by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea, and he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his teaching, Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Ha, ha! Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much germ, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground, and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Then he said, To what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when it is sown on the ground, is smaller than all seeds on earth.
But when it is sown, it grows up
and becomes greater than all herbs,
and shoots out large branches,
so that the birds of the air, tweet, 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 may nest under its shade, tweet, tweet, tweet. And with many, many, many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable, he did not speak to them.
And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples.
On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let us cross over to the other side.
Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in a boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him.
And a great windstorm arose.
And the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow.
And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?"
And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you, my God, that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?"
And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Also he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country.
Now a large herd of swine, oink, oink, was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine, that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. And the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it had happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he got into a boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged
went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said,
"If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well."
Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said,
"Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?"
As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult, and those who wept there wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him, and entered where the child was lying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age. And they were overcome with great amazement. But he commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and said that something should be given her to eat. Feeding the 5,000. Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, "Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. But the multitude saw them departing, and many knew him and ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and already the hour is late. Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." But he said to them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?" But he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and
time to make them all sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in ranks, in hundreds and in fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed, and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish he divided among them all. So they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fish. Now those who had eaten the loaves were about 5,000 men. Jesus walks on the sea. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Now when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Then he saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. Now about the 4th watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. And when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked with them and said to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased. And they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled, for they had not understood about the loaves, because their heart was hardened. Now Jesus and his disciples went out to the towns of Caesarea Philippi, and on the road he asked his disciples, saying to them, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said to him,
"You are the Christ."
Then he strictly warned them that they should tell no one about him. Jesus predicts his death and resurrection. And he began to teach them this: man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Assuredly I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till
such as no wonder on earth can whiten them. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus,
Rabbi, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid. And a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him!
Suddenly, when they had looked around, they saw no one anymore, but only Jesus with themselves.
Now as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen, till the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept this word to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, saying,
Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?
Then he answered and told them,
Indeed, Elijah is coming first, and restores all things. And how is it written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I say to you that Elijah has also come, and they did to him whatever they wished, as it is written of him.
Then they departed from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know it. For he taught his disciples and said to them, The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, he will rise the third day. But they did not understand this saying, and were afraid to ask him.
Then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? But they kept silent, for on the road they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them, and when he had taken him into his arms, he said to them, Whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.
Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles.
And they will mock him
and scourge him
and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again.
Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying,
Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him,
Grant us that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left, in your glory.
But Jesus said to them, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him,
We are able.
So Jesus said to them, You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them,
You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them.
Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant,
And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. Timaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he arose and came to Jesus. Then Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road.
Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'What are you doing?' say, 'The Lord has need of it,' and immediately he will send it here." So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, "What are you doing, loosing the colt?" And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it.
And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!"
Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have
disciples,
"Sit here while I pray."
And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then he said to them,
"My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch."
And he went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said,
"Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will."
Then he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter,
"Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words,
"Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will."
And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him.
"Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will."
Then he came the third time and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now his betrayer had given them a signal, saying,
"Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him and lead him away safely."
As soon as he had come, immediately he went up to him and said to him,
"Rabbi, Rabbi,"
and kissed him. Then they laid their hands on him and took him.
One of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear.
Then Jesus said to them,
"Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled."
Then they all forsook him and fled.
They led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes. But Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and all the council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none, for many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. Then some rose up and bore false witness against him, saying,
"We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands."
But not even then did their testimony agree. Then the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying,
"Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?"
But he kept silent and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, saying to him,
"Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?"
Jesus said,
"I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven."
And the high priest tore his clothes and said,
"What further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?"
And they all condemned him to be deserving of death.
Then some began to spit on him, and to blindfold him, and to beat him, and to say to him,
"Prophesy!"
Officers struck him with the palms of their hands. When Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said,
"You also were with Jesus of Nazareth."
But he denied it, saying,
"I neither know nor understand what you are saying."
And he went out on the porch and a rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him again and began to say to those who stood by,
"This is one of them."
But he denied it again. And a little later, those who stood by said to Peter again,
"Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it."
Then he began to curse and swear,
"I do not know this man of whom you speak."
The second time the rooster crowed. Then Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him,
"Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times.
And when he thought about it, he wept.
morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus, led him away,
and delivered him to Pilate.
Then Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
He answered and said to him, "It is as you say."
But the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing.
Then Pilate asked him again, saying, "Do you answer nothing? See how many things they testify against you."
But Jesus still answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled.
Now at the feast he was accustomed to releasing one prisoner to them, whomever they requested. And there was one named Barabbas, who was chained with his fellow rebels. They had committed murder in the rebellion.
Then the multitude, crying aloud, began to ask him to do just as he had always done for them.
But Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?"
For he knew that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy.
But the chief priests stirred up the crowd so that he should rather release Barabbas to them.
Pilate answered and said to them, What then do you want me to do with him, whom you call the king of the Jews?"
So they cried out again, "Crucify him!"
Then Pilate said to them again, "Why? What evil has he done?"
But they cried out all the more, "Crucify him!"
So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified.
Then the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they struck him on the head with a reed, and spat on him. And bowing the knee, they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him.
Then they compelled a certain man,
Simon a Cyrenian, the father of
Alexander
and Rufus,
as he was coming out of the country and passing by, to bear his cross.
Then they brought into the place Golgotha, which is translated, place of a skull. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take.
Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, "The King of the Jews." With him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says,
"And he was numbered with the transgressors."
And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! You who destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking among themselves with the scribes, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe."
Even those who were crucified with him reviled him. Now when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour.
And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Some of those who stood by when they heard that said, "Look, he is calling for Elijah." Then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink, saying, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to take him down."
And Jesus cried out with a loud voice
and breathed his last.
Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God."
There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were
Mary Magdalene,
Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph,
and Salome,
who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem.
Now when evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath,
Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus.
Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked if he had been dead for some time. So when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph.
Then he bought fine linen, took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and he laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb.
And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph observed where he was laid. Now when the Sabbath was past,
Mary Magdalene,
Mary the mother of James,
and Salome
bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen! He is not here! See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you."
So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Again, rejoice, be glad, and sing.